music playing from local bands we know on Reverb Radio. It's Pete Jones Radio Show. It's live on air. It's Pete Jones Radio Show. We have, back in the studio, we've thrown Amity to the walls and the streets above, but we've replaced him with Tim Holehouse. Tim, how on earth are you?
I'm good. Yeah. Happy New Year and all that stuff.
What? Don't be ridiculous. It's about March, isn't it? Happy New Year.
Is it March?
Get out.
That's as bad as my guitarist. he thought band practice was a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And I was like, no, band practice is in March. But is it not March already?
There you go. Well, you know, I'm just I'm living ahead. You're living in the past. Happy New Year. Goodness sake. I'm just wishing away the weeks of rain that hopefully March won't bring.
Yeah.
What's going on in the world of Tim Holehouse?
Oh, well, new single came out last week, couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, what's it called?
They Built Ships That Sank. I'm going to play it in
a
minute.
They Built Ships That Sank.
It's about Portsmouth.
Is it?
Yes.
Did they build ships that sank? Well, they didn't.
The Mary Rose.
Oh, right.
Pretty much that sank.
And that was made in Portsmouth?
Yes, I believe so.
Well, you believe away, because you got all
so
the
I'm
facts.
I'm sure some history buffs will correct me on something, but yeah, as far as I'm aware, it was made in Portsmouth, sailed out Portsmouth Harbour and sank to the bottom of the ocean.
And is that the inspiration for the song?
Yes, because I'm originally from Portsmouth.
Get out of town, you wouldn't know it.
If I talk of Portsmouth, you'll not understand it.
But there you go. So that's the new single. When's that coming out?
That's out already. That came out on the 6th of February.
Yeah.
And the new album comes out on the 27th of February, and it's called Take.
And can you explain one thing to us?
Yes.
Who's Stu?
Who's Stuart?
Yeah.
A.K.A. Stuart Fraser, A.K.A. Yeah. Puppet Midnight.
Yeah.
He's my tour mate. We're
That's what's going on.
We're currently on tour. We started in London last night. We came down here to do a few things today. And then we go up to Hull tomorrow, then Manchester, Glasgow, Inverness, and then we end in Edinburgh, where Stuart lives. And then I drive all the way down from Edinburgh to Exeter, because I'm going straight into the studio
that's
to finish
a drive.
The second part of the new album.
Oh my days, that is a long drive.
That's, yes.
It's not
8 hours.
That good.
Yeah. 9 hours, it'll be fine.
And so
I've toured in Canada. I know.
Yeah, of course you have. Look at you. And why do you have to go to Exeter to record? I mean, we've got recording studios.
My best friend, Jay Francis Harvey, who's also my bass player,
yeah,
has turned his house into a recording studio, Studio 8830.
Nice.
And he turned his house into he quit his job, turned his house into a recording studio, and he's very helpfully helping me produce and make the new album together, and it's really great to work with my best friend. We've been friends since the 90s.
It's where you get the sound you love, I'm guessing. I'm always struck by Passenger. You know Passenger, who goes over to New Zealand every time he makes an album and stays there for about 6 months using a local band as backing vocals and also backing band. What am I talking about? And just that is his happy space. He just loves that studio.
I mean,
New Zealand could be nearer. Of course it could.
Yeah.
But he's from Brighton. Why not pop over to New Zealand?
Why not, yeah.
Knock out another album and come back again. So your equivalent is Exeter.
Also Philadelphia. I have a band in Philadelphia.
Who is this guy?
I have a band in Germany as well.
Is this tax dodging reasons? What's going on?
Yeah, definitely. Don't tell the tax man. Cash in hand.
Yeah, the tax man, funny enough, does love this show. So just watch it. Just watch it. Watch what you say. Zippity dippity. Would you like to play us a track? What have you got lined up?
Yeah, so I'm going
to
play the first single.
Yeah.
They Built Ships That Sank.
Yes, in Portsmouth.
It goes like this.
Ships would sink and went into an early grave. Yeah, they built ships would sink and went into an early grave. Heading out upon the mighty ocean with a spirit adventure in their heart. Little did they know a storm was brewing. The wind came up, the waves tore them apart. Cause they built ships that sink and went into an early grave. Yeah, they built ships that sink and went into an early grave. Heading out upon the seven seas, upon that bright and sunny day, they barely left the harbor when they were dragged down to the bottom by their own weight. Ships that sink and went into an early grave. Yeah, they built ships that sink and went into an early grave. They built ships that sank.
On my travel, listener, keep it on the straight and narrow. Never swerve that dial from Radio River, cause we're listening to the Pete Jones Show. Yeah, we're listening to the Pete Jones Show.
Yes, indeed. we're back in the room. That was you. I just thought you might want to hear your jingle.
I haven't heard it since I sent it.
Well, thanks for listening to the show. Hello.
I know.
I'm still in the room. I have this recurring thing with a lovely guy called Rod, who every Tuesday morning goes, "Hey, how did the show go?" And I always go, "Great, thanks for listening." And it's just a thing, you know?
So it's just one of those things you sort of make something, and I've probably heard it when I have listened, and then just thought it was somebody else. Yeah, I thought it was Tom Waits.
Listen, my friend, keep digging, and I never said you sounded like Tom Waits. You can't pin that on me. So they did build ships that sank. They probably built ships that didn't sink. Don't do them down, man. I mean, that's like, you know, riding them out of business here. I mean, the people that built the Mary Rose 500 years ago.
Well, it was Henry VIII's fault. I mean, I tell the Americans.
Why? What did he do? Because he got on board and he was a bit heavy, wasn't
he? No, he apparently designed it.
He
said it needed more guns, and they said it's going to sink if you put more guns
in it. Boom shaka.
And I mean, he was literally like a proto Donald Trump, wasn't he?
I'm going to be honest. You're not going to argue with the guy, though. If Henry wants more guns, load them up.
You chop your head off.
Load them up. Well, he wrote Greensleeves. Of course he did. Everyone knows that.
Otherwise, the guy who wrote Greensleeves probably would have lost his head.
I'm not going to say anything controversial here, but, you know, it's like saying Robbie Williams wrote all his songs. I'm not saying he didn't. I'm just putting it out there.
But he did write that one for the new Felix advert for the cat food.
There you go. There you go. Rock and roll, roll, roll. Jesus. So listen, Tim, you're back. You're on tour. You're going all around the country. You've got a new album out. It's called Take, which is thankfully a very short title because I can get it in there. Where are you going? Where's the next stop of this tour?
Is Hull tomorrow?
Hull tomorrow?
Kingston upon Hull.
Hull? That's a 5-6 hour drive, isn't it? Hull,
About 4.5 from London. I live in London.
Yes, a local, obviously, in London.
Hull's nice show. And gets us up north. We're in Manchester the day after.
Yes.
Then Glasgow, then Inverness, then Edinburgh. And also tomorrow in the Hull show, I'm going to be doing a song by the best band out of Hull.
What? Who are they?
Kingmaker.
Oh, I thought you meant Crowded House. Not Crowded House, what are they called?
Crowded House are from New Zealand.
No, not Crowded House.
The Beautiful South.
No,
House Martins?
Yes, House Martins, thank you. So listen, what are you going to play us now?
All right, the second song is the second song on the album. It's called 20 Statements of Gratitude.
Yes.
It's about saying thank you for everything great in your life. And I was challenged to do this by Brain Aid, a mental health charity in the States.
Nice.
who also did the album Lost, and we raised funds for them. Wonderful, wonderful person, Stephen, who puts that all together and challenged me to write this, and then ended up liking the song so much that I ended up recording it and putting it on the new album. And at the end of it, I'm going to try and say thank you in as many languages as I can remember.
Well, that's
going
to be good. It's called 20 Statements of Gratitude. Before you start singing it, give us a name check of that charity again, because they sound brilliant.
Brain Aid.
Brain Aid.
Right. Like Live Aid, but for
yeah,
brains.
No, I get it. That's great. Great name. Take it away, my friend.
Okay.
Some things I'm grateful for. My partner, my love of my life. My guitar to help me sing. And the joy it brings. A chance to stand up on this stage. And all the records that I made. My family support me my whole life. And all the friends I've made. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. To wake up smiling on a sunny day. A roof over my head. And food upon my plate. All those delicious meals I ate. To travel this whole world over. And all the friends I've made. A perspective when times are tough. A creative push when I need it most. And say what I wanna say. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. And I just wanna thank you, merci. And I just wanna thank you, Dankeschön. And I just wanna thank you, Dankeval. And I just wanna thank you, Kitos. And I just wanna thank you, Police. And I just wanna thank you, Fala. And I just wanna thank you, Kusinam. And I just wanna thank you, Tuzentak. And I just wanna thank you, Gracias. And I just wanna thank you, Grazie. And I just wanna thank you. I just want to thank you.
Oh, Mama, thank you. No thank you in Maltese, though, I noticed.
That's bad, because my label boss is Maltese.
Right, this is what I figured. I mean, we were waiting for the Maltese, but it didn't come.
What is Maltese?
Well, I don't know, you never said it. Do you want to do a swap over with this?
Yes, let's do tag team.
So talk us through this. I should probably talk you through it, because otherwise you can't do a swap over. So you get, Stu, you get into the hot seat over there. What's that? Yeah. If you want to know...
Tough act to follow here. So.
Well, good luck with that.
Let's see how we get on.
If you want to know why the studio almost blew about 10 minutes ago, it's because of Stu. What were you doing, man? What was that about?
Oh, it was just the amp was still switched on.
Oh, when you say just the amp.
Or if you want to, I don't know if you...
And he's the clumsiest person in the world. He broke the mic.
Clumsy? Are you getting...
I'm slightly dyspraxic. We've been through this. Inclusive worlds.
Yeah, inclusive, man. Yeah.
I said that already. It was the Mysterons. It was the Mysterons.
Embrace. That's what I say.
They've come back from the 90s.
Stu, this is ridiculous. So you're going to play this little ukulele that is in your hand.
It's a comically small instrument, yeah.
Yeah, small is beautiful. You go by the name Puppet Midnight.
Yeah, that's what performing all my solo stuff under, yeah, so...
Right, good. Do you want to play something beautiful on this?
Yeah, well, I don't know about beautiful, but I'm going to play something.
That's the name of the game. Beauty is definitely in the ear of the...
This has got quite a long title. This is called Running Across the Oceans on the Back of a Kind Old Sea Turtle.
Is that really the title of the song?
Yeah.
What are you two like? Get out of town. Get out of here.
One of my things is long song titles.
You play this beautiful thing and we'll be the judge.
Okay, so here we go. This is Running Across the Oceans on the Back of a Kind Old Sea Turtle. And it goes like this.
Across the ocean on the back of a kind old sea turtle, a kind old sea turtle. Look to the left and you'll see a pair of otters, a mating pair, joyously swimming together. Look to the right and you'll see the cute little axolotl swimming playfully is what we see right across the ocean on the back of a kind old sea turtle, kind old sea turtle, kind old sea turtle. Look into the waters, can you see all the colours of the ocean? The deepest blues, turquoises and greens, and even the greys. The beautiful but perilous oceans. It's what we see, we're riding on the back of a kind old sea turtle.
I mean, it's genius. Of course it is. Everyone knows that's genius. That's the turtle song, otherwise known as a very long title. We got Stu here from Puppet Midnight. Anyone else in Puppet Midnight, Stu?
No, it's usually just me doing the solo stuff. I have had some guests on some of my most recent EP, which came out a year ago. I need to get a new thing on the go.
Yeah.
I had my guest on that, a friend of mine called Dan Much, played banjo on that, on a couple of the songs on that, and that was good fun having that. And then recently live, I've had a couple of guests play. My partner Nora played ukulele on a song, and my friend James did backing vocals on a song. And that was quite fun, but for this entire tour, it's just going to be me.
Where's Nora now?
She's up in Edinburgh just now, where we're from. So
Nora in Edinburgh.
Yeah, I have. I miss her already, but we'll be back soon. We'll see her on the Friday.
She's missing you too, my friend. So. If you're listening, Nora, do text in 07909.
She's working at the moment.
I won't bother with the rest of it then. Just do that. 07909, that'll get you.
Work at the Traverse Theatre, the Syntax, so...
A lovely song about sea swimming. Yeah, it sort of was, wasn't it? It was a song about sea swimming.
Yeah. Well, I like a lot of I like singing songs about fantastical animals. So
sea turtles are fantastic.
Yes, yeah, sea turtles are pretty cool. So you know,
I helped a little baby one once all the way, and then I got told off for helping.
Who's just doing the right thing?
Where's the world? Where's the
exactly? The world should be full of people who help with kind old little turtles or baby turtles. You know?
Thank you. Do you want to crank this thing up without blowing the heads off everybody here?
Well, that's the next thing we'll see.
Did you hear that? So, Stu, that was Stu on a ukulele. Now, if you want to hear him playing bass, normally he just slaps it, but this time he's going to play it. That's a line from Some Like It Hot, but you don't need to worry about that.
Ah, okay.
Would you like to tell us what this song is called?
Yeah, so basically most of my songs are on the bass and vocals and stuff. I do the ukulele sometimes. Tim convinced me that you could take the ukulele down today, which I think was a good idea, actually. It's nice to mix up, and I've been looking for an excuse to play that song. But now, back to business as usual with the bass. This one's another long song title.
Yeah,
and about a fantastical animal.
I've got a pen and everything.
This one is called The Taxi Crab Will Only Take You to Your Destination Sideways.
Boom. Wasn't as long as I was expecting, I'll be honest.
I'm going to dedicate this song to my friend Dave, actually, because it was him that introduced me to the phrase taxi crab. We used to go on, like, if we're on like a night out or we're like at the pub or something, so we'd be going to go home, and he would say, "Hey, do you want to get a taxi crab?" And I was like, "That's a fun phrase." And then COVID happened, and then I wrote this song.
I mean, there's so much to unpack in there, but we haven't got the time.
No.
But in the meantime, we've got time for this.
Okay, I'll play this on this. So again, this is the taxi crab. We'll only take you to your destination sideways. There's a video for this as well on YouTube.
YouTube. What? Where? What?
So on YouTube, there's a video for this. It's a stop motion video with puppets and crabs and blue tack people and things.
Of course there is.
And Lego figures as well. Yeah, it's worth a look if you like the song. If you don't, you might still like the video.
Exactly.
You can put it on mute.
Good.
All right, here we go. I'm going to dismantle the entire studio while I'm here. The taxi crab, let's hop aboard. The taxi crab, scuttle, scuttle, scuttle. We're heading to our destination. We're heading to our destination. The only way we can move is sideways. Taxi, taxi crab, it will only take you to your destination. Sideways, taxi, taxi crab, it will only take you to your destination. Sideways. Sideways, side on. The taxi crab's got us thus and hence, plus some other fancy words. Watch if it's pesky lorry crabs and those fat crab cars. Oh, these roads are dangerous. Oh, these roads are dangerous. The taxi crab clenches its pincers at the traffic lights. Taxi, taxi crab, it will only take you to your destination. Sideways, taxi, taxi crab, it will only take you to your destination. Sideways. Taxi crab, have we reached our destination yet, or have we gone just down the road? Have we gone just down the street? Have we gone to Saturn, or have we gone to Neptune, or have we gone just down the road? Have we gone just down the street? Have we gone to Jupiter, or have we gone to Mars, or have we gone just down the street? Have we gone
just down the road. We hopped aboard the taxi cab. Have we reached our destination yet? Have we reached our destination yet? Have we reached our destination yet? Have we reached our destination yet?
Yes, it's Radio Reverb in Brighton.
Yes. It is, actually. Whatever he said is true. It's a mighty long title, but we're going to call it Taxi Crab.
That's fine. They've all got short title shorthands anyway, so...
Stu and the mighty Tim Holhouse, Puppet Midnight, thank you guys so much.
Thanks so much for having us, Pete.
For doing just, you know, twisting your magic, man. Twisting your magic.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.